What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. Happy 2023. Can't wait to see what this year has in store for us all. But before we get into that, I did want to share a story that is a personal story that sort of helped close out 2022 in such a positive way during a tough time with experiencing just hospitality to its utter core. So unfortunately, my dad passed on December 18th of this year, and we had the ceremony, the service in Raleigh, North Carolina, last week on December 29th. And my family of five was up there, and we got up there the day before the service, and we wanted to have somewhere to go with my stepmom to just have a good meal and not have to worry about preparing food, and just for, you know, just for us to have some quiet, intentional, meaningful, and thoughtful time together. And so we went to Bella Monica. Bella Monica is owned by Corbett and Julie Monica. It's a wonderful place in Raleigh. It's an institution. It's been there for many, many years. And they're a customer Schedule Fly. And I've gotten to know Corbett over the years. He's been on the podcast a couple of times. I've eaten at Bella Monica a couple of times. My stepmom loves Bella Monica, so we said, all right, we're going to go there. So I called Corbett a couple nights prior, and I said, hey, you know, if you got any room, we got a party of six coming in this Wednesday night, and you know, we're mourning the loss of a family member. And so Corbett hooked us up. He put us in a back room, and his staff was all just so accommodating and kind and aware of why we were there, and just very observant of our needs. And I mean, they brought us appetizers, desserts. It was just, it was amazing food. It was a wonderful opportunity to be kind of back by ourselves in a quiet setting. And when we got there, I asked our server, I said, is Corbett here tonight? And she said, no, he's not in tonight. And I was like, okay, cool. I want to thank him. I'll follow up with him, you know, later this week. Well, as we were finishing our dessert and getting our ticket, our tab, Corbett comes hustling in, and he was a little bit out of breath, and he said, oh gosh, I'm so glad I made it before y'all left. And he came down there for the sole reason of offering his condolences, saying hello to us, gave me a big bear hug, and was just so kind, and remembered every one of my family members' names. I mean, we all introduced ourselves in this flurry of, you know, him hustling down there, and then 5 minutes later, as we're, you know, kind of wrapping up talking to him, he said every family member's name one by one individually. I mean, how he was able to remember all those names so quickly like that's amazing. And I didn't realize that he had come down just for that reason until he walked out with us. So he had come down all the way down there just for that reason. And there's just no better. That's hospitality. There's no way to get hospitality better than what Corbett and his team at Bella Monica did for our family that night in such an emotionally charged evening. This is why independent restaurants are just such an amazing gift to the communities that they serve. And, you know, they're places you're not going to go to no offense, you're not going to go to a Red Lobster in a situation like that. You're going to go to your favorite independent restaurant where you know the people, you know they care. You know that what's happened to you matters to them. And that's such a core part of hospitality, great hospitality. So I wanted to share that story. And then the next day we had the service. And again, afterwards, my family of five and my stepmom and her sister and her son, we were like, we need to go somewhere. So we've got, you know, we had eight of us. And my stepmom said, well, there's this great place called Cantina 18 that I love. Let's go there. So it was near the church. So we go over there and we walk in. And it was still early, 4:30 or 5. And I said, you know, we have a party of eight. You know, we're here, just came from a funeral service, and we're hoping we can find, you know, some room. And even if you need to split us, we just kind of want to have a good meal here, and we know y'all are great. And so the young lady's up there, and she figures out a way to get two tables together. And we're standing there, and I normally know this before I go in a place, but in this situation, we had just come from this service, so I didn't have time to even, like, look into this. But I wasn't sure if they were a customer. I thought they were, but I wasn't sure. So I said to the young lady at the hostess stand, I said, just out of curiosity, what software do you use for employee scheduling? She said, we use ScheduleFly. And I said, well, thank you for your business. And she kind of stopped and looked up at me. And she's like, are you with ScheduleFly? I was like, yeah, I'm you know, I'm one of the owners of the business. And thank you for using it. You know, we appreciate y'all. And boy, they just took such great care of us. Again, the staff was aware. They were kind. They were intentional. They were just very attentive to our needs. And my stepmom told me that she knows Jason Smith, who owns that place. I don't know Jason. I hope to have him on this podcast soon. My stepmom told me that he's a great guy. She's loved his places for years. And so, Jason, if you happen to listen to this, you know, hats off to you and your team. It was another just wonderful, much needed, great hospitality where all of our needs were taken care of. We didn't have to think about anything but just being present for each other and eating good food and feeling relaxed and comfortable. So the overriding point here is, you know, technology keeps eating away in this space and hospitality, and, you know, more and more quick opportunities and takeout and to go and DoorDash and all this kind of stuff. And there's a place for that. And there's a place for technology, and there's a place for things that you know, that can do things more efficiently than humans. But man, I got to tell you, my money's on independent restaurants to be around and to be even more valuable for many, many years to come, because the more one end of the spectrum moves to quick, fast technology, few people, there's always a place for that, and we need that. And we need those times where we need something quick and easy, or we need it delivered to our door. But man, there's nothing you want more when you're experiencing something like that than to just go somewhere and get taken care of and not have to think and not have to worry, because you've got too much on your mind already. And what a great experience we had at both those places. So Corbett and Jason, y'all are amazing. And I know all of you listening know what great hospitality really, really means in situations like that. And it means the same thing in situations where you want to go celebrate. It means the same thing in situations where you're seeing a friend for the first time in a long time, or any of these special situations where you just want to go somewhere where you know that you don't have to think about anything other than just what food you want to order, and everything else is going to be taken care of. And it's going to be taken care of by people that love what they do, people that care about providing a great experience for you, people that it matters to them. It matters so much that they get in their car and drive down just to make sure to say hello and offer condolences. It matters to them so deeply that they own and run businesses that are fraught with daily, you know, metaphorical and sometimes even real fires, but, you know, just nonstop stress and pressure and challenges. They're not going to get super wealthy and, you know, retire at 40, because they sold their business for, you know, tens of millions of dollars when they run an independent restaurant. And that's not their ambition. Their ambition is to have an institution in their community that matters, and that is there for people when they need it. And when you see it, you know it, and you want to go back to those places. That's why we'll go back to Bella Monica and Cantina 18 and all the other great places in Raleigh when we have a need. And why all of us go to great places that are near us, and why they matter so much to us. And maybe we think about those places more now than we ever have after COVID and have not being able to go to them. But I just wanted to share this story. It is so wonderful and so meaningful to experience great hospitality like that. It really nourishes your soul. And just a tip of the hat and a thank you to all of you that provide it out there. We have got so many things coming up with this podcast. I'm going to be on the road a good amount here in the next month. Charleston, Colorado, and just having great conversations with great people that provide incredible hospitality. And I'm just super thrilled. All of us are here at Schedule Fly to have that opportunity for you. So stay tuned. We appreciate you. We thank you for listening. We hope you'll share this podcast. We hope you'll subscribe or rate us, depending on what player you use. And just stay tuned in. We're going to keep working hard to give you really meaningful content that either inspires you or instructs you or both. Thank you. And here's to 2023, y'all. More coming soon. See you.